It just flips.
Like, oh, there we go. How about that, huh? Nice to figure that out, right?
All right. Can you hear us okay, Coach?
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to Oklahoma City Thunder Media Day. Joining us now, the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's Billy Donovan. Billy, wild offseason that actually included you getting some of the pieces that you wanted to have back come back. Those were some question marks. Tell us about the last few months just from your perspective and what you have on your group moving forward this season.
Well, it was a really, really busy offseason. Sam and Troy and I appreciate, wanted me to be involved with the free agency in terms of talking to players. So, had a chance to spend some time with Nerlens, during free agency, which was great. Met with some other guys. Then kind of got right into summer league. Summer league ended. After that was over with, I traveled around, saw some of our guys. They were working out in L.A. and in Brooklyn and got a chance to visit with them. So really it was a lot of traveling, to be honest with you, during the off season. Just seeing a lot of our guys, spending time with them. And once Paul's free agency kind of got behind us, it was just a matter of, how we were going to fill out the roster. We were able to do that. So, excited and looking forward to getting started, because certainly the traveling was quite a bit.
Well, I think one of the things when you lose players and when you gain players, you kind of wonder, how's this guy going to fit in? How does Dennis Schroeder fit into this team? Because obviously just an immense talent getting to the basket, just a really good basketball player. Just talk about how he fits into what you want to run.
Well, I think with the way we're trying to play, we want to play faster, and I think sometimes the faster piece is not necessarily shooting faster, but it's, playing faster. I think Dennis and Russell, as being point guards, both those guys, I think, are at their strengths when they're playing in transition, playing with speed. Dennis is gives us another ball handler, another creator, a guy that can generate offense for himself or others. He's obviously a terrific penetrating guard. He's a really good finisher in around the basket. So it just gives us another, kind of insurance policy. And I think with, Russell's situation, start training camp and being out, to have a guy like Dennis there is certainly a bonus.
Talk about your versatility at the four. Guys like Patrick, for instance, and obviously you have Jeremy Grant back in the fold. What that enables you to do defensively, and what are some of the lineups? It seems like those guys can really play with anybody on the floor.
Yeah, the thing I like about Jeremy and Patrick for us is that they both, to your point, can play with Steve and with Nerlens. They at times last year played together, so their versatility to fit into the front court is great. I think the other part is I like the fact that both those guys are different. They're different players, although they maybe share at times the same position. Patrick obviously is a guy that can really shoot the basketball and can really space the floor. Jeremy's a guy that's a great roll to the rim, a great finisher going to the basket. So they kind of complement each other. So I've always liked those two guys. Jeremy, I had a chance to coach coming out of high school with the USA team. Patrick Patterson, I recruited a lot out of high school. So there's been some relationships prior to coming here with those guys, and I've always been big fans of them as players, and I think they'll be big contributors to our team this year.
A lot of times players, as you well know, and they're going into their second year, really make strides coming out of their rookie year. Terrence Ferguson, we talked to him just a little bit ago, looks like he's put on a little bit of weight, looks a little bit bigger and stronger. Just talk about your expectations for him and some of your other bench players going into this year, backing up a Paul George and your wing guys.
Well, the thing that I like about Terrence is, one is he's really, really smart. And he's a guy that picks up things very, very quickly. I give him a lot of credit. His minutes probably last year were somewhat inconsistent being a rookie. There was games he started. There was games he came off the bench. There was games he didn't play. But I think the one thing, he's always stayed engaged. And he always tried to get better, and he always tried to improve. So I think having a year under his belt, going through the league one time, I think he'll have a much, much better understanding and feel for the way things happen. But I'm excited about him because he's a reliable guy.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, I know you probably answered this plenty of times so far this year, but for the people that are listening right now, you look up and we're just a little over 3 weeks away. Dre and Russ, their recovery, where are they right now in relation to being able to suit up the first game of the year?
Yeah, we'll have to see where that plays itself out. The one thing for me is I think, you go into training camp and tomorrow's the first day and you're going to have those two guys out, and I think you plan like they're not going to be there. Now, okay. Obviously, if they are, that's great. great. But, you know, we're not going to probably put a timetable on those guys. I think that'd be unfair. And then the other thing, too, is we're not going to rush them back. You know, their health and getting them back where they're feeling good is the most important thing. And I think anytime you're out a period of time, it always takes a little bit of time to get your rhythm back and your timing back. And, you know, once those guys are cleared to play, we'll see, you know, through practice how much they've been able to, you know, to kind of get that rhythm back.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Paul George. Obviously, the contract done on July, before July 1, really, as far as the agreement goes. Just talk about having him back another year. Now you've got him for the long term, him and Russell's relationship with Steven Adams, with everybody else as well. Just talk about being able to keep, you know, an all-star caliber guy like Paul George on your roster.
Well, you know, I really enjoyed being around Paul last year, and I've talked about this, you know, him being in free agency at the end of last season, it never got in the way of the team. And I think for him, you know, people maybe don't understand, he's a great player. He's an all-star. But when you're a player that's in an organization in Indiana for 7 years, and then you take him, and now all of a sudden he's coming into an entirely new city, new organization, new coaching staff, new teammates, there's a part of him where he's trying to figure all this stuff out, you know, and he handled himself great all year long. And, you know, from his perspective, I would imagine the relationship that he and Russell developed through the course of last season in the summer, I think it's going to put him in a place where he's probably a lot more comfortable than he was a year ago. And not that there was a reason for him to be uncomfortable. It was just a circumstance of coming into a new situation. It takes time to figure that out.
Billy, good luck this year.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.